The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News. Along with Larry London, I'm Ira Melman. We're both in Washington. Larry, who are we talking about today? Who are we listening to today?
Would you believe, Ira, if I told you Whitney Houston has a new song?
I always believe you, but I find it somewhat difficult.
Well, this is her first...
And by the way, that's a mistake, always believing.
That is true. This is her first chart hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in 10 years. It's been 10 years since she's had a song on the charts. And the reason that the song is on the charts is that a producer, a Norwegian producer whose name is Kygo, got the rights to remix a song that she had recorded before her death in 2012. This song was a number one song for an artist named Steve Winwood, if you remember Steve Winwood.
Very well, yeah.
It's called Higher Love. And now there's a brand new version that Kygo has remixed with the permission of Whitney Houston's mom, Pat. We now have the new version of Higher Love, which is on the Billboard charts.
Let's give it a listen.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine.
You've already gone over, Larry, how this came about, but how unusual is something like this?
Well, you know, it happens quite frequently, as a matter of fact. If you remember Unforgettable, Natalie Cole recorded her father, Nat King Cole's song Unforgettable, and then did a remixed version of it. There are a number of different remix songs that are recorded posthumously after an artist's death, and then they go on to become big hits. A number of artists who pass away, their music all of a sudden revives and gets back on the charts. So that's what happened in this case. I don't know why Kygo decided to find this particular old song, which she had apparently recorded in 1990, but he did. He remixed it, and the song is doing very well on the charts, moving slowly up the charts. But for Whitney Houston fans, this is great news. You know, she's been gone for 7 years now. She did have 11 number one hits in her career. She had 40 songs on the Billboard Hot 100 throughout her career, so now we can add this to the list.
She was good.
She was really, really good. What a tragic, tragic story. And we tell these tragic stories way too often in the last few years over these artists who passed way too young. She was only 48, and she had a great career going and a great future ahead of her as well. She wasn't done.
Larry, what do you do?
What do? I host Border Crossings every day at 1500 Universal right here on the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington, and I host Larry London once a week right here on the Voice of America. We'll talk to you again next time.
Great.
That was a program from the Voice of America.